データをロードするね。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner, and we're going to do just a little bit of Sadistic Blood. We'll probably do more of it. Yeah, we'll do more of it tomorrow, and we'll probably finish it up, because it's not that long. I think it's a six-hour VN. We're pretty far into it, so let's just go ahead and finish it. There's some weird menu. I don't know what's going on. It sometimes makes it where the text, you can't really see it, but we're gonna try to do what we can with it, because, you know, I've tried to reinstall the game several different times and did just all kinds of shit, and that does not go away. So I don't know. We're just gonna read it. Let's look for some place to hide. Running away in a panic feels like a dangerous decision to make. But where? Well, preferably somewhere with a human we could turn into a minion. Yuna's looking around as she speaks when suddenly her eyes widen. Her ears can barely pick up the sound of shout-like singing. This feels nostalgic. It's been so long since I last came to a place like this. Yuna smiles happily as they enter the club, the kind of place that stays open until the late hours of the night. It's been years since she set foot into this kind of establishment, but the atmosphere of the place matches her expectations exactly. Music blares loudly as a crowd of people move their bodies in time to the beat. Slipping away from the patrons, Yuna and Shizuwa instead head for a corner of the room. This is where we're hiding, Yuna? Hiding is half of our objective here. The other half is creating more minions. You're gonna suck blood from the people here? Yuna's already fed from the man at the front door. While she ordered him not to make a ruckus, the vampiric impulse should already be raging inside him. It won't be long before he can no longer bear it and succumbs to the agony, but hopefully the two women should be done with their business before that happens. We'll need at least 4 people. We need to increase our numbers. And besides, if we don't suck blood wherever we can, we won't be able to take action when we have to. If you find a human you like, lure him into the shadows and suck his blood. Shizuwa murmurs in confusion and looks down at her feet. If she were to suck the blood of many people, her strength as a vampire would grow accordingly. However, Shizuwa is not interested in cultivating her power that way. To her, the act of sucking blood in her way is reaffirming her bond with Yuna. It holds no other meaning for her. In fact, it was Yuna who gave her the act that meaning to begin with. Hold on. It holds no other meaning for her. In fact, it was Yuna who gave the act that meaning to begin with. She doesn't want to suck some stranger's blood, and if she's frank, she doesn't like the idea of Yuna sucking other people's blood much either. You really are stubborn about this. Do you even realize you're a vampire? Well, I do, but... A vampire that doesn't suck blood is just gonna wither away. Without any minions, you'll just be a pathetic creature awaiting extermination. And you don't want that, do you? No, I don't, but... Enough then. Just pick someone and suck their blood. We need as many minions as possible, and you're gonna help me do that. But... Unable to meet Yuna's gaze straight on, Shizuwa averts her eyes. She knows Yuna's decision to increase their number of minions is correct. They need as many allies on their side as they can right now, and the two of them will have to fight those hunters alone. That scenario could very well end in both their deaths. Even with that in mind, though, Shizuwa can't help but hesitate at the thought of sucking blood from humans. Ah, you really are stubborn. Usually I'd find that cute, but this time the situation's very different. Increasing our numbers right now could very well decide if we live or die. I know that, but... And you're still refusing to do it knowingly? Shizuo's attitude makes Yuna narrow her eyes. She gives Shizuo a long, irritated glare. They don't have the leisure to discuss this. If Shizuo isn't going to cooperate, Yuna will simply have to create the minions they need on her own. With this in mind, Yuna continues staring down Shizuo. I know now isn't the time for this, but I'm gonna have to punish you a little. Hey, you there, could you come here for a second? Huh? What do you want? They're getting to the best part. Oh, come on, I like you. Let's have a little fun together. A little fun, huh? The man Yuna called out to still looks a bit confused by the situation, but his lips quickly curl up into a smile. He already has an image in his head about what her invitation entails. Yuna, Shizuo, and the man from the audience sneak into the club's backstage area, and soon after... Ah! The man exclaims in shock as Yuna bites down on him without a moment's hesitation. She sucks down his blood rather violently, easily converting the man into her minion. What's your name? Kotofuki. Alright, Kotofuki, I'll give you your first order. I want you to rape Shizuo. What? As Kotofuki grabs Shizuo from behind, Yuna begins to forcibly strip the other girl's clothes off. Kotofuki's dark hands reach forward to grab Shizuo's bosom. As he does so, he thrusts his erect penis into her ass. Uh-oh. This is so tight. Wow, you like taking the back door, do you? Well, I don't care what you do, so long as you satisfy Shizuo. Screaming like that isn't gonna get you anywhere. You actually wanted to have dirty sex like this, didn't you? Yeah, even if I wanted blood, it has to be yours. You're adorable, but I do like seeing different facets of you every now and then. I love the way you look when you sleep with another man. Now you can't help but feel good despite your anxiety. Kotofuki thrusts his hips, beginning his assault on Shizuo. The tip of his hard, swollen dick pokes into her intestines, sending jolts of pleasure through her body. It feels so hot. Shizuo rejects this act. However, her rejection doesn't stem from her lack of pleasure. If anything, her body cries out in joy. Sweet moans escape her lips each time his penis cries inside her. This is amazing. It can really spread that wide. Ah, she's getting so tight. Ah! It feels great, doesn't it, Shizuo? It's a full moon out today. But you feel so much better if you drink someone's blood. Your senses will get so much sharper, and the pleasure will become that much stronger. Please, to stop this. I won't be able to resist this. Tears build up in her eyes. However, the rest of her expression is full of ecstasy. Hot, passionate breaths escape her lips. Shizuo knows full well that Yuna speaks the truth. On nights when the moon is full, a vampire's impulse grows particularly strong. Satisfying it means either drinking human blood or indulging in sexual pleasure. However, because Shizuha loves drinking human blood, her only choice is the latter option. She could satisfy it by drinking Yuna's blood, but that assumes that Yuna would allow her to. Not so hard. Tighten even harder. It feels good. Shizuha's carnal pleasure grows even stronger. Her anus becomes even more sensitive. Every powerful thrust he gives her makes her body shiver. Heat builds up in her abdomen, filling her with a tantalizing sense of impatience. It forces Shizuha to admit what she truly wants. More! Huh? More! Go deeper! Thrust deeper! To the back! Fuck me! Yeah! Hearing Shizuha's words makes Kotofuki break into a grin. After all, he's a vampire too now and feels the full moon's influence as keenly as she does. If she demands more, then he has no choice but to oblige. He thrusts his hips with greater vigor. It's getting even stronger! Good for you, you get to be pleasured so much. This is not so embarrassing. What would being so bashful when you're a vampire achieve? Just be honest with yourself. Accept this for what it is and suck blood as your lust dictates. That's how vampires grow stronger. It's how I've lived, and I want you to be prepared to do the same. But if you do this, I can't think of anything. Kotofuki howls like an animal while maniacally swinging his hips. He wrenches open Shizuha's anus, pounding his cock into her intestinal walls. He too is experiencing far greater pleasure than he ever has before. A vampire's body senses are far sharper than those of a human's. Kotofuki's unfamiliarity with them causes him to teeter on the brink of insanity. His mouth falls open every now and then, causing his fangs to visibly grip between behind his lips. He can't help but stare at Shizuha's neck with a predatory look. You can't suck Shizuha's blood, I forbid it. Kotofuki lets out an agonized moan. While having sex with Shizuha helps to alleviate his lust to some extent, his vampiric impulse is still quite severe. Having a neck literally right before him, but being forbidden from biting into it, only serves to heighten his thirst for blood. Shizuha's moans grow louder. Her voice rises in pitch, making clear her pleasure is growing stronger. Kotofuki's dick ravages her ass at a savage pace, producing wet sounds with every thrust. Looks like you're enjoying it even more. Because this feels good, it's going back and forth and my body's tingling. This is technically supposed to be punishment. Yuna frowns in displeasure. She apparently expected Shizuha to beg for mercy for a bit longer, maybe even begging Yuna for help. Contrary to her expectations, however, Shizuha happily drowns in pleasure with her lips curled into a lusty smile. This was a mistake on my end, I suppose. Satiating herself with sex only serves to further push out the idea of sucking blood from humans from Shizuha's mind. Yuna has tried all sorts of methods to encourage Shizuha to embrace her vampiric nature, but nothing seems to be working. Yuna falls silent as she watches Shizuha moan and groan with pleasure. Letting this continue any longer is meaningless. Even worse, it's only serving to curb Shizuha's vampiric impulse, contrary to Yuna's goal to begin with. As she watches Shizuha moan uncontrollably from Kotofuki's thrust from behind, Yuna ponders what they should do next. For starters, we need to increase the number of scapegoats we have. If they don't suck blood from as many humans as they can to convert them into their minions, then they'd have to come to this club for naught. They'd have come to this club for naught. But given the situation, Shizuha won't willingly suck blood from the people here. Maybe if she's distracted by even rougher sex, she might instinctively bite into a human's neck. Yuna doesn't think the probability of that happening is particularly high, but it's the only option she can think of.
Hold on, guys. Gotta look at my walkthrough again. Yep. Okay. Okay.
No, enough. This is too much of a risky gamble. Chizuo, this is over. We don't have the leisure to indulge in sex right now. Yuna grabs Chizuo by the arm, pulling her away from Kotofuki. Transparent love juices drip from their conjoined genitals, forming puddles on the floor. Okay, get yourself cleaned up and dressed, please. I don't know if I was supposed to do that. Yeah, I think that's all right. There's an escape end, actually. No buts. Consider the situation for a second. A hunter could show up at any moment. And you, go and suck blood out of everyone you can in this club, got it? Yes. Alright, once you've turned 10 people, feel free to do as you will. Like, maybe go rape the girl you like. The girl I like? Go on now, good luck out there. Yuna winks as if to titillate Kotofuki, who still has his lower body exposed. With a small dazed smile gradually overtaking his features, Kotofuki walks off towards the stage while the dancing continues in full force. That should buy us some time. They can't afford to be complacent now that there are hunters prowling the city. Their only means of escaping Chisakura, an artificial island city, is across the large bridge leading back to the mainland. If any hunters are lying in ambush there, they'll have to fight past them. If that battle were a sure victory, there wouldn't be a problem, but Yuna doubts things will be that simple when their opponents are experts in vampire extermination. It's not Yuna's nature to be competitive in the first place. She tries to avoid open hostilities whenever possible. If other vampires start kicking up a fuss in the city, the hunters will be forced to concentrate on stopping that. Well, they're busy with that. We crossed the bridge. It's a pretty brain-dead plan, I'll admit, but it's the only one we've got at the moment. Ah, what the fuck are you doing? While Yuna thinks aloud, Kotofuki begins doing as he was ordered. He bites one of the dancers' necks and sucks his blood. Of course, this results in screaming echoing through the club. A few of the other patrons tear Kotofuki away from the man he just attacked. Naturally doing that only marks those men as Kotofuki's next victims. Let's go, Shizuo. The hunters are going to show up here sooner or later. Right. Shizuo's face is still red as she replies. Her excitement hasn't quite died down yet. She wraps her arms around her body as if embracing herself as her thighs saw and fidget against each other. Yuna's heart skips a beat. Seeing Shizuo rise so lustfully only serves to tickle her libido. Look at that face you're making. What am I gonna do with you? She knows they have to run as soon as possible. But Yuna is susceptible to a vampire's unique sex drive as Shizuo is. Of course, after watching Shizuo fornicate with Kotofuki just a few minutes ago, Yuna can feel that her own impulse is greatly agitated. I can feel your scent, Shizuo, that sweet scent like nectar. I'm sure your blood is running hot inside your body right now. That sweet, delicious blood of yours. Yuna licks her lips expectantly. She then draws her body closer to Shizuo's and plants a gentle kiss on her neck. I know we have to run away now, but now in this moment, the only thing I want is to suck your blood. And what am I to do with that desire, hmm? Just sucking blood won't consume very much time. However, the club is already in a state of chaos. Kotofuki is attacking people left and right. Those who have already been converted have also begun sucking other people's blood. Just a bit won't hurt, will it? Okay, here we go. I'm really confused here. Okay. So I figured it out. But also saying the situation doesn't allow for it. Are you sure? Don't you worry, love. Once we're both safely out of the city, I'll drink you dry. Yuna brings her face closer to Shizuo's and kisses her passionately on the lips. Shizuo's eyes widen in shock, but before she even realizes what happened, Yuna has already pulled her by the arm out of the club. Let's go. We're both getting out of here, no matter what. I can hear screaming. Not long after leaving the club, Yuna picks up the sounds of people crying out. It's probably coming from the vampires within. The hunters are likely attacking them this very moment. That was close. It's strange. I thought we put a lot of distance between us and them, but they caught up to us really quickly. It's like they can tell where we are. Overcome by this odd sense of foreboding, Yuna hurries them both towards the bridge. She had thought that she could fool the hunters by using other vampires as a diversion, but it seems that things won't be that simple. Indeed, Yuka is tracking them with her special glasses right now, but Yuna and Shizuo have no way of knowing that. Yuna can feel some kind of presence creeping on them from behind. Maybe it's just her tense nerves playing tricks on her, but she can't help but feel that something is intently approaching them. No other choices, is there? What's wrong? If they have some way to track vampires, running around on their own is pointless. It won't matter where we run. Even if we escape the city, they'll always be coming right at us. What do we do then? For the time being, As she speaks to Shizuha, Yuna turns her gaze to a nearby vending machine. Sitting next to it is a group of men and women chatting loudly as they sip on cans of beer and juice. We can only keep leaving behind more distractions? The bridge should be just around the corner. Jogging through Chisakura's streets, Yuna lets out a sigh of relief. Shizuha doesn't reply, however, throwing the occasional rueful gaze at Yuna's back. The fate of the group they had met at the vending machine weighs heavily on her mind. Yuna had sucked their blood and turned them into vampires, using them as distractions to cover their escape. She told them that there would be hunters pursuing them and ordered them to scatter and flee within Chisakura. By now, a few of them may have already been captured or killed. The thought of that happening makes Shizuha feel as if her heart is being squeezed by a vice. You're still worried about them? Yeah. Well, that's just what happens when you walk around the streets at night. If they didn't want to be in danger, they should have stayed indoors. I mean, yeah, maybe, but it's not that I don't understand how you feel, but we can't afford to fret over them right now. Just one hunter is enough of a hassle, and we have four to contend with. She hadn't seen them directly, but Yuna is confident in their numbers. Their opponents this time aren't merely strong, the hunters also outnumber them. Her intuition clearly warns her that they mustn't fight these hunters head on. Now all that's left is to go through here. Do we go left or right? Are you lost? No, both should take us to the bridge. The question is whether there are hunters lying in wait past here. There might be no one down either path, or maybe there are ambushes in both directions. They have no way of knowing how strong their opponents are. They can't even be sure that more hunters haven't arrived in the city. With those dangers in mind, they must pick their next move with care in order to survive. Yuna, aren't we going? Shizuha cocks her head quizzically after noticing Yuna has stopped in her tracks. Yuna's mind at this moment is in fact speaking of Shizuha. She too is a vampire, although her timid nature makes her a relatively harmless one. On top of that, she's far from physically adept. She outright fears the idea of violence. If a hunter were to find them, it would fall to Yuna to fight them alone. A fork in the road? It gives Yuna an idea. While they can continue running away together, splitting up might be an option. If the enemy has to split their forces, it means we'll individually have a better chance of getting away. And if we stop in some other town along the way, we can turn the people there into vampires and make it so less of them are actually chasing us. Yuna, the hunters are coming. Right. We're out of time to think about this. In which case... Wow. We're gonna end the game right now. We might be better off fighting them. We might be better off fighting them off here. Huh? Doesn't matter how far we run. They'll just catch up to us. Isn't that what's happened so far? I mean, yeah, but are we really going to fight them? There's at least four of them. Rather than fight all of them at once, we might be better served picking them off one by one. This is very much a gamble. It might seem logical to keep running and avoid conflict, but Yuna doesn't make that choice. Yep. While they can't tell how strong the enemy is, the fact remains that if they can secure victory against the hunters, they definitely will be able to escape the city safely. There's one presence approaching us, and two of us, we've got the numerical advantage, fighting a hunter. Shizuha swallows nervously. She naturally isn't a combative person, she's already overcome by fear. Some part of her keeps asking if maybe they'd be better off if they just kept running. There it is! Oh, I thought your scent was getting stronger, but you're just standing here in the middle of the street. After waiting there for a while, a man dressed in a suit appears within the darkness of the night. Upon seeing him, Yuna knits her brow. It's not a human. The Association's biological weapons. Although it has four limbs, it otherwise is entirely different from a human being. The face hidden under that is that of a monster. So we're not up against an ordinary hunter, I see. Yuna! Shizuha, you make the decision. There's no going back now. Yuna extends her claws. It's a vampire's fundamental fighting style. Shizuha's expression is as terrified as before, but she follows Yuna's example and extends her claws as well. Sure thing, come at me. The game's no fun if you don't do this. A game? Killing vampires is your idea of a game? Can't really last in this line of business if you don't make up ways to have fun, you know. Rapunzel cackles maniacally. His words give Yuna pause, however. Hunters usually hold some kind of grudge against vampires. The opponent facing them now, however, doesn't seem to have that kind of baggage. He might be one of the Association's biological weapons, but Yuna realizes it might be a good idea to consider him separate from the hunters in certain respects. Then let's get this party started. I'll make this game of yours into a game over right here and now. Ha! Do it if you can! The exchange between Yuna and Rapunzel is a close match. They land attacks and inflict injuries on each other, but neither of them can land a decisive final fatal blow. Yuna swings her long claws-like blades while Rapunzel skillfully swings his tentacles. However, Yuna's a vampire. She has advantage when it comes to stamina, meaning Rapunzel's the first to show signs of fatigue. Soon enough, after several more exchanges of blows, several of his tentacles are severed and sent flying through the air. You fucking whore! The cross-sections of his severed tentacles spew out blood while Rapunzel grits his teeth in annoyance. He hates to admit it, but his defeat seems certain. He can't think of a way to turn the tables on Yuna. Shit, you piss me off. Just end this already. You say that, but you don't actually intend to just sit idly by and let me kill you, do you? See, I don't actually like fighting. I just like winning. And why should I care about that? Holy shit, you're irritating. Almost as much as that chick. That chick? Irritating? Yuna cocks her head quizzically at Rapunzel's statement. She's well aware she's in the middle of a battle, but what she just heard strikes her as crucially important. Yuna, are you alright? Just checking, but by that chick you mean the hunter woman, yes? So what if I am? Do you hate that woman? Well, what difference does it make right now? Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. Answer the question, if you please. Yuna continues the conversation as she gradually relaxes out of her combat stance. Rapunzel remains primed for battle, yet he too holds back from continuing the fight. Yeah, I meant the hunter woman. She always finds a way to piss me off. And you follow her orders anyway? What is this, your way of trying to fish for my weaknesses? Ain't gonna work, bitch. Your weaknesses? So you're saying she's taking advantage of your weaknesses, are you? Rapunzel falls silent, realizing he let his tongue slip. The fact he divulges the fact that he adds a weakness to Yuna, an enemy, is a blunder he can't take back. Of course, she doesn't know anything specific, but there is still a chance his mistake could ultimately prove fatal. I think I understand. Despite how strong you are, there has to be a reason you still obey that hunter woman. Considering this biological weapon's developed by the Association, I assume they place some kind of safety device to keep you in check. So you figured that out? So fucking what? You can't trigger this thing. Trigger it, you say? So you mean to say the hunter woman can trigger it? But if you know that much, why not just stab her in the back and kill her? Well, if I could just go ahead and do that, I wouldn't be saddled with this shitty job, now would I? If I kill her, the Association will come after me. Besides, there's this one lunatic who worships the ground that woman walks on. If I want to launch a surprise attack on her, I need him to cooperate with me. So that's your story. Rapunzel's story gives Yuna a rough grasp of the situation. If nothing else, you realize the Hunters Association isn't as monolithic as it seems. That's a bit of knowledge she can use to help her avoid future battles. How about I help you with that? What? If this keeps up, you'll spend the rest of your days in Association with lapdogs. Is that the life you want for yourself? If it isn't, your only choice is to fight. Fight the Association directly. What are you, deaf? I already told you I can't do that. The Association put control devices in our hearts. All they have to do is send a specific signal to the bombs in our chest and boom. Is there a way of having the bombs removed? I don't know, maybe a skilled surgeon could pull it off. So if you set yourself free from that hunter woman, you'll be free to look for a doctor that can get those bombs out of your chest. And you're saying you're going to help us do that? I don't think it's that bad of a deal for either of us. What do you say? Rapunzel doesn't immediately answer a question. He can't immediately discern if she's speaking honestly or if this is some attempt to fool him. What he does realize, though, is that nothing would change for him if he stays under Yuka's command. Sooner or later, he'd have to kill her and cut himself free, or else he really will spend his entire life as a pawn of the Association. He has to decide. Is Yuna's suggestion a chance or a trap? Eventually, Rapunzel slowly parts his lips. One of them's probably going to play along. He's a combat nut who's satisfied so long as he has someone strong to fight. But the other guy's a no-go. He worships Yuka. He'd never agree to this. Worship, you say? Yuna's eyes glint bewitchingly. Her lips curl up in a faint smirk. Where's the hunter woman now? Knowing that shitty bitch, she's probably waiting to ambush you near the bridge. So that means that other woman's other subordinates. There's two more, yes? I assume we have time to talk things through with them. Now, could you tell me more about the one that worships the hunter woman?
Masaka.
So you actually caught them. Color me impressed. About 1 hour has passed. Yuka shows up to the place where Rapunzel and Yuna have been fighting earlier. Of course, her showing up here isn't a coincidence. She had been waiting in an ambush at the bridge when Gretel had suddenly reported that they had captured two vampires. They're lying before Yuka's eyes with the unconscious bodies of Yuna and Shizuha. What's gotten into you, though? Usually you kill any vampires you catch on the spot. So I thought it's better to capture them alive whenever possible. Those are the Association's instructions, yes, but since we have... But since when have we been the ones to follow orders? These ones were too weak. No point killing them. Too weak. Alice's comment meant Yuka knit her brow. It is true that a vampire's individual strength varies by individual. Some are incredibly dangerous and powerful, while others aren't any stronger than the common human. However, up until this point, they'd always slain any and all vampires they encountered. They'd even killed vampires they certainly could have captured alive only because they wanted to kill them. Yuka had never found a reason to fault their tendency to kill as if it were a game, and she herself harbors an intense hatred for vampires. To that end, the fact they haven't killed Yuna and Shuzawa strikes her as incredibly strange. They don't look like weak specimens to me. Hey, don't kill them, you hear? What's the point in capturing them alive? And us capturing them alive, you end up wasting them. Even you're saying that? I thought you liked killing vampires. It's fine, there's someone else I'd rather butcher right now. Someone else. Ah! Yuka feels a powerful blow against the back of her head. Her vision goes black all at once before she crumples to the ground. Ah, we went ahead and did it, didn't we? Gretel had been standing behind Yuka, mutters morosely. However, he was the one who had knocked her out. Once they are sure Yuka is conscious, Yuna and Shizuha get up from the ground. They went more smoothly than I thought. This woman only trusts Gretel out of the three of us. Surprisingly naive of her. This is necessary. I had no choice but to do this if I am to swear a true fealty to Lady Yuka. Gretel whispers his penitence, gazing at Yuika's unmoving body. Alice heaves a sigh of exasperation at him while Rapunzel smiles with a shrug. You're impressive, though. Didn't think you'd actually be able to talk that asshat Gretel over to our side. Talking to him made it clear that out of the three of you, he's the most dangerous. Even now, he doesn't think he betrayed her. He believes he's doing the right thing. All I really did was take advantage of that zeal of his. After settling her quarrel with Rapunzel, she had gone on to speak with Alice and Gretel. Gretel initially tried to kill Yuna and Shizuha for Yuka's sake, but something Yuna said stopped him from doing so. Such foolishness. Are you really suggesting that I betray Lady Yuka? Gretel had scoffed derisively at Yuna's suggestion. Don't you want to go free? You won't have to fear that device in your heart anymore. Fear? Not once have I feared this device. Due to his manic admiration for Yuka, he never felt oppressed by the device inside his body. If anything, he considered the fetters of the device a bond of sorts with Yuka. A distorted sort of connection with her. See, there's no convincing this guy. He's different from us. If you intend to rebel against Lady Yuika, you will see that I can be quite unforgiving. Hey, if you want to throw hands, I'm all for it. I'm not going to lose to a chump like you. Gretel and Rapunzel are at each other's throats. They'll come to blows at any moment. However, Yuna can't have them fighting amongst themselves. It's important that all three of them remain on her side for now. Tell him, do you understand what it really means to swear fealty to someone? I beg your pardon. Yuna's question made Gretel turn his gaze back to her. You claim to have sworn your loyalty to that woman, but how much have you really done for her? You killed vampires, protected her from the other two? You really think that's all it takes to prove you swore an eternal loyalty to her? Just what are you saying? Have you ever seriously considered what swearing your loyalty to someone really means? Of course I have. I always think of it, of her. You're no place to lecture me about that. In which case, why aren't you setting her free? Set her free? Gretel tilted his head in confusion, not quite understanding what Yuna was saying. Yuna carried on, her lips curling up in a faint smile. How does she look to you? Do you think she's satisfied with her life? Life of killing vampires and nothing else? Do you know what made her like this? Doesn't it pain you to see her devote her life to murder and massacre? Well, I simply obey Lady Yuika's will. So you're just going to let her live underneath the thumb of the association? Doesn't that sound like a dog's life to you? You would call Lady Yuika a dog? Believe me, dear, I don't want to call her that either. And that's why you should set her free. Free from the association. No, free of all her suffering. Set her free from her suffering. Gretel began to waver. His mind spun in circles and the realization Yuna might be right began to dawn on him. Lady Yuka loves vampires with all her being. That's why she joined the association, keeps on working for it with our support. Killing others out of hatred is loathing. Is that what joy means to her? Does killing vampires put a smile on her face? A smile? Don't tell me she never smiles. Living like that, it sounds so awfully lonely to me. Yuna's words stabbed into Gretel's heart. How many times has he seen her smile, really? Of course she's made such an expression a few times, but whether it's truly sincere? Once she started to question that, more and more doubts began to rear their ugly heads. Of course that was what Yuna had been hoping for, but Gretel wasn't in any state to realize what she's doing. There are so many wonderful things in this world. Living without ever experiencing them sounds like misery to me. The joy of eating something tasty or smiling while enjoying oneself, and the bliss of making love. Don't you want to grant her such things? But make love to Lady Yuka? Unthinkable! Gretel shook his head adamantly while denying that possibility. He was so desperate to banish that thought from his mind that he nearly shook the very bag off of his head. To do such a shameful thing to her, I could never. You said you swore you're loyal to her, yes? To her, yes? You pine for her, don't you? Pine for her. Do not reduce my feelings to such sappy romantic emotions. In that case, if she were to find a man she loves, would you allow her to be with him? Huh? The mere thought of that shocked Gretel to his core. He had never once considered that possibility. She's a woman, you know. She might eventually fall in love with a man, and that man isn't necessarily going to be you. And if that happens, would you be able to accept that and give her your blessing? Well, a blessing, I would. Of course I would. Lady Yuka's happiness is my happiness. Don't you think it should be you that grants her that happiness? I would never. Do you think an ordinary human would be a good match for her?
You can grant her the kind of happiness no ordinary man can, don't you think so? I can grant her that happiness. I'm sure you can do it. Set her free and make her as happy as she could possibly be. She would never have to hate vampires again. She would never have to be constantly monitored by the Association. Never need to spill out or be sullied by blood again, or fear being betrayed by her subordinates. In order to achieve that, there's only one way, don't you agree? Yuna said that while giving him a smile. Of course, everything she told him was fabricated nonsense. She merely picked out the right words to shake Gretel's beliefs. The effects were immediate. Her suggestion completely captivated him. And what is that way? It's simple. If you truly wish to feel her fealty to her with all your heart, you must protect her from any threat. And to do that, you must become one with her. Seriously, I was in fucking stitches when you said that. Took everything I had not to laugh, like, holy shit, you are bullshitting through your fucking teeth. So long as it convinced him doesn't really matter, to him we're about to do as a show of his loyalty. You are one scary woman, you know that? Why, thank you. I'll take you as a compliment. Yuna smirks. Joining forces with Rapunzel had been a huge gamble, but she was able to secure victory as a result. There are no longer any threats to her and Chizuwa and Chiyosakura. All that remains is to see Yuka's face to its conclusion and put the city behind them. Heh, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Yuna licks her lips expectantly, already fantasizing about what's to come, reflecting in her red eyes as Yuka still lies helpless and unconscious. Yuka's scream echoes through the dim room. Her lower half burns with an intense pain. Yuka looks down at herself, trying to discern what's happening. What? Oh, shit. Okay, so here's where we're gonna leave off. And this is the final scene, because after this, the game ends. So, after this crazy hentai scene, it's the end of the game. There's way more endings, though. This game is all about its bad ends. There's like, Let's see. One, two, three, four. And there's like two more escape ends. And then there's the real end, which is what we're hitting. So, yeah. Because it's all based on blood, I don't like this system. Like, I honestly don't like this system. I'd rather just choices. Because the blood system is so stupid. I don't care for it. And I even told other visual novel people and said, oh, it's not so different. No, it is. It's ridiculous. So, yeah. I like traditional choices in visual novels, not all this crazy bullshit. So, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Sadistic Blood, and we'll be back to finish off Sadistic Blood tomorrow. Alright, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. See you next time.